Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Maybe that microphone is better. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, The Activities of the Prachetas, Text Number 46. Basmasat Kriyamanam Tan Druman Vikshya Pitamaha Agata Samayam Asa Putran Barismato Nayahi. Basmasat Kriyamanam Stan Druman Vikshya Pitamaha Agata Samayam Asa Putran Bahismato Nahi. Basmasat Kriyamanam Stan Druman Vikshya Pitamaha Agata Samayam Asa Putran Bahismato Naye. Basmasat Kriyamanam Stan Druman Viksha Pitamaha Agata Samayam Asa Putran Bahismato Naye. Word for word, basmasat, into ashes, kriyamanam, being made, tan, all of them, druman, the trees, vekshya, seeing, pitamaha, Lord Brahma, Agata, came there. Samayamasa, pacified. Putran, the sons. Barismata, of King Bahisman. Nayahi, by logic. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. After seeing that all the trees on the surface of the earth were being turned to ashes, Lord Brahma immediately came to the sons of King Bahisman and pacified them with words of logic. Purport. Whenever there is some uncommon occurrence on any planet, Lord Brahma, being in charge of the whole universe, immediately comes to control the situation. Lord Brahma also came when Hiranyakashipu underwent severe penances and austerities and made the whole universe tremble. A responsible man in any establishment is always alert to keep peace and harmony within the establishment. Similarly, Lord Brahma is also allowed to keep peace and harmony within this universe. He consequently pacified the sons of King Bahishman with good logic. Omagyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I felt that we should go straight into the topic of Srila Narottam Das Thakur because there's much to cover. And the purport is quite brief and self-explanatory in the Bhagavatam. So today marks the anniversary appearance of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. We'll just read the translation to the bhajan that was just sung. Samasas Sapasada Bhagavat Viraha Janita Vilap. His lamentation due to separation from the Lord and his associates. And it's appropriate that Narottam Das Thakur has composed this. He who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where is such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where is my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishna Das Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all these devotees, in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das Thakur simply weeps. We find that this is the principal consciousness in which Narottam Das Thakur also left this world, appropriate to this particular composition of his, in deep separation from Lord Chaitanya and his associates. When Lord Chaitanya decided to go from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan, he stopped at a time in the village of Ramakeli to see Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. Like that. There, that separates, you could say in one sense, the other side of East Bengal or Bangladesh is the Padma River. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to bathe in the Padma River. and he looked into the deep blue waters of the Padma River, and facing the Keturi Gram, a village on the other side, which is part of Bangladesh in East Bengal. And while looking into the deep waters of the Padma River, he began to shout in ecstasy, in a feverishly way, "Oh, Narottam, Narottam," like that. So when he began to shout like that, then many of the personalities who were there at that time, his associates, including Lord Nityananda, could understand that a topmost person, Nara Uttama. Nara means amongst the human beings, a topmost person, a personality will soon take birth, like that. So because the devotees could not really understand Mahaprabhu's behavior, he explained the reason for his heightened ecstasy, like that. And he specifically addressed Lord Nityananda, that Nityananda, across the Padma River is Keturi Gram, and soon Narottam will take his birth. And this will occur in our lifetime, but towards the end of our manifest pastimes. And Mahaprabhu also explained that because Kirtan is my life and soul, the person that will sustain this Kirtan after we leave is Narottam, in that sense. And therefore he will absorb my Kirtan ras with all my love, like this. And Mahaprabhu explained, for that reason, tomorrow when I bathe in the Padma River, I will deposit my intense love for Krishna in this Padma River. And when Narottam, after his appearance, comes and bathes in this Padma River, Padma herself, the river personified, will extend that love that I have deposited here, like that. So the next morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the Padma River, and because of depositing his Krishna Prema in the Padma River, the waters began to overflow because of this divine Prema. It began to sort of overflow onto the banks, like that. So at that time, the personified Padma appeared to Mahaprabhu and the devotees. And she asked the Lord, hearing the Lord's prediction the previous day, that I understand that you want me to deliver this Krishna Prema to Narottam, but how will I know when he comes? How will I be able to identify him? That this is the person that I have to offer this Krishna Prema that you have deposited here. Like that. So Mahaprabhu answered that just as when I deposited the prema, you began to overflow, similarly when Narottam comes to bathe in your waters, you will also overflow just as I have done when I entered, like that. And at the same time, you will feel, addressing Padma, you will feel so jubilant that never in your life you have experienced such jubilation. Then you'll know this is Narottam. So the Padma River personified, known as Padmavati, she smiled at the Lord, offered her obeisances, and then again returned to a watery form, like that. So Mahaprabhu predicted the appearance of Narottam, and in the year 1534, which is the same year of the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on a full moon day in the month of Magh, which is generally January, February, Narottam appeared in this world, in Keturi Gram, from Ramakeli, across the Padma, onto the side of Bangladesh, which is East Bengal. He was born, you could say, in the Rajasthan district of East Bengal. And his father was a great king, Krishna Nanda Datta. Great king, very wealthy, like that. Illustrious family. His mother's name was Narayani Devi. And they raised their son as an honored prince because he was a king. So during the Annaprasana or grain giving ceremony for Narottam, when they tried to feed him grains, he wouldn't eat. He wouldn't eat at all at the grain giving ceremony. But shortly thereafter, one Vaishnav, unknown Vaishnav, came with some similar food grains, and it was offered to Narottam, and he heartily ate it. Like that. So they tried to understand why at the grain giving ceremony he didn't eat, but when the Vaishnav offered him some foodstuffs, he offered, they came to the conclusion he rejected the grains because the grains were not offered. Just a little baby. He was so highly devotional. That he will refuse to eat anything that's not offered. And thereafter, they realize that you can only offer him Krishna Prasad. And in this way, his parents rejoiced like that. So as Narottam advanced in years, he became very exemplary, and especially mastering all academic subjects and religious books like this. In his youth, his favorite activity was sitting at the feet of an elderly brahmana named Sri Krishnadas, who would daily recite Mahaprabhu's pastimes from the beginning of Mahaprabhu's appearance and his middle and also final pastimes. And Narottam relished this throughout his youth. And because of hearing this from Sri Krishnadas himself, Narottam took a vow that he resolved that he will dedicate his life to the principles of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and feeling at the same time a great separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While a teenager, Narottam was fortunate that Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him in a dream. And he said that tomorrow, although they have winded up their pastimes, but still they appear to Narottam in dreams. That tomorrow that you should take your bath on the Padma River, and at that time you will receive the sum total of Gauranga Prem. Like that. So when Narottam awoke in the morning, he immediately went to the Padma River, and he felt himself undergo such a transformation. And just at that time, while bathing in the Padma River, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared before his eyes and affectionately embraced him. Like that. And their bodies practically became one. Became one. And at that time, it is said that Narottam was of more darkish complexion. He also turned into molten gold in that sense, which is Mahaprabhu's own distinctive color in that sense. And pilgrims visit that place now in Bangladesh, still known as Premataligat, exactly the place where Narottam entered the Padma River and received that Gauranga Prem that was deposited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu previously. So Narottam was so overwhelmed with Krishna Prema, in the sense of Gauranga Prema, that he did not return home. And his parents sent a party to search for him, like that. And then they eventually found him dancing like a madman on the banks of the Padma River, like that. And when they brought him home, his parents, they could not recognize him in the sense that you are not our Narottam. You are somebody else. And even there's a change of color in your form. It's become golden, bodily hue. And you are lamenting like someone who is lovesick. So what's going on? Like that. So his mother confronted him dearly. And his pet name at home was Naru. Narottam? Naru. And says, what has happened to you? Please explain what has happened to you. So Narottam, to pacify his mother, still in his ecstasy of Krishna Prema, said that this morning I went to bathe in the Padma River and a golden complexion personality entered my heart. And I don't know what happened thereafter. I cannot control myself like that. So immediately Narottam went into the Kirtan hall of his practically palace like that and started chanting the Lord's names in great ecstasy. And especially he was chanting the names of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after singing for many hours, he fainted. So by this behavior, Narottam's father, King Krishnananda, he could understand that Narottam is not going to stay at home. He's going to leave like that. But Krishnananda had great plans for him to be married, to enjoy the wealth of the family, and so forth. He didn't feel that Narottam should become a renounced person like that. So therefore Krishnananda, he immediately sent his best guards watch over Narottam from morning till evening till night like that. One night while Narottam was fast asleep, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared again to him in a dream. And in the dream, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tightly embraced him, just as he did in the Padma River. And he said, I can understand, Narottam, that you are anxious to be with me. I too am anxious for your association, like that. So therefore, I want you to go to Vrindavan and take shelter and initiation from my dear associate, Lokanath Goswami. He gave him a direct instruction in the dream. And when Narottam awakened, he was gripped in great separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So some months passed, and Narottam's reputation as a divinely inspired personality was spread all over Bengal, West Bengal as well as Bangladesh, East Bengal. Like that. To such an extent that the Muslim governor of the district named Jayagiridhar somehow wanted the darshan of Narottam. Like that. So he requested his presence and wanted to be blessed by him. And Narottam was just a 16-year-old boy. Like that. So King Krishnananda, he could not refuse the request of a political leader. And here also Narottam saw, here's a chance for me to escape because I will not be under so closely guarded and run off to Vrindavan. Like that. So upon reaching the court of the Muslim governor, he moved, after giving darshan to the Muslim governor, he moved stealthily amongst the guards and he managed to run away into the forest, determined to find his way to the holy land of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Like that. Of course, being a prince, he endured so much austerity, and during the hardships of the journey, he began to experience both fatigue and hunger, and after 3 days or so, his feet were full of blisters, and due to exhaustion, he lost consciousness on the way to Vrindavan. Yet again, Mahaprabhu was constantly with him, like that. Mahaprabhu directly appeared to him this time as a gold-skinned Brahmin, like that. And he supplied Narottam with a pot of milk to drink. Not recognizing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came, but in disguise in the form of a Brahmin, he simply fell asleep due to exhaustion again. And while asleep, such great personalities like Rupa and Sanatan, they appeared to him in the dream. And they said, Mahaprabhu personally appeared to you and brought that milk to give you due to exhaustion so that you can get the necessary nourishment and continue back to, and continue on your journey to Vrindavan. And they instructed him, drink deep of this milk and proceed to Vrindavan. So with the words of Rupa and Sanatan in the dream, Narottam awoke and he began to weep, but in a joyous way, in separation from Rupa and Sanatan, like that. So before leaving that place, the guards found him, who was sent by King Krishnananda, his father. The guards found him. But he was such a lovable person that when he spoke, he completely charmed the guards, like that. And he said that when a woman wants to offer a devotion to her husband in such an extreme and natural way, why should the well-wishers try to stop her? You know, why should the well-wishers try to stop her? He gave this analogy like that. And therefore, you should also understand that I am not a less faithful servant of my Lord, and I want to go to my Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially through the devotion of Lokanath Goswami, like that. So Narottam's simple and poetic analogy charmed the guards, and they actually allowed him to go on his way. In fact, one guard also gave him some money for his expenses to go along the way, and they let him go, like that. So Narottam entered Vrindavan through Mathura, and he met one elderly Brahmin who allowed him to stay with him. And this elderly Brahmin could hear when Narottam was asleep that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa and Sanatan and Raghunath Bhatta Goswamis, including Kashishwara Pandit, they was having conversations with him, with Narottam in Mathura. And Narottam began to cry, like that. Because he had traveled so many miles to actually meet them, but he could not. They winded up the pastimes, but they appeared to him, still, even after winding up the pastimes. Such an exalted personality he was, like that. And the fortunate Brahmin at the house that Narottam was staying, he was able to hear the discussions that Narottam had with these departed souls. And especially the discussions with Rupa and Sanatan consoled Narottam. And they encouraged him, now you should go to Vrindavan and seek out Srila Jiva Goswami and study the Gaudiya Vedanta philosophy in that way. So Narottam came and he finally came to the Govinda Mandir here in Vrindavan. And Jiva Goswami was quickly informed of his arrival due to his effulgence. Everyone could understand this is the long-awaited Narottam. And Jiva Goswami met him. But while walking towards him, he was also expressing, where is Narottam? Narottam. Where is Narottam? And Narottam was in like in a trance-like state in the courtyard of the Govinda Mandir. Like this. So in Vrindavan, Narottam met the most advanced devotees, especially he was attracted to Lokanath Goswami's for his humility and austerity. And since Mahaprabhu himself also revealed to Lokanath Goswami that Narottam is going to come, like that, and you should give him shelter. You should give him shelter. And Lokanath made nice preparations for Narottam. In fact, they used to eat together. So one day, Narottam expressed to Lokanath Goswami, that I have no right to sit with you and take food. I do not even have a guru. He's expressing to Lokanath Goswami. So hearing this, Lokanath Goswami laughed in great ecstasy. And he reminded him, why do you need guru? You personally received the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the original guru. He is the guru of the universe. So why do you need guru? Like that. And besides, he has given you this divine love, Krishna Prema. You are already imbued with divine love for Krishna. So why do you need guru? So Narottam replied, I am a poor man. I do not have any good qualities. Why are you speaking like this to me? You have to order me what I should do. You have to order me what I should do. So like that, Lokanath Goswami didn't want to give him any orders. And then he said that it is true that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the only real guru. Narottam Das Thakur reasoned with Lokanath Goswami. But simultaneously, Mahaprabhu has faith in you to be my guru. Like that. And therefore he has requested me and personally directed me to take initiation from you. Like that. And I have no spiritual insight. Although I feel separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but I have to follow his order to take initiation from you. So Lokanath Goswami, in his sort of, in a madness, laughed in ecstasy, in his spiritual madness, like that. He could not defeat Narottam. And he says that for a prospective disciple, immediately when he used the word prospective disciple, Narottam became very happy. Like that. A prospective disciple must chant the holy names of the Lord, which Narottam was already doing, but in a regulated way. Like that. And must develop an attachment for the holy name within the heart. So Lokanath Goswami, you could see, although Narottam was deeply attached to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Lokanath Goswami instructed him in a way, your attachment for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can only be manifested through Kirtaniya Sadahari, through always chanting the holy name of the Lord. Like that. So for a full year, Narottam, he chanted japa for a full year in Vrindavan. And then he again approached Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami said, you simply hear. And he used to hear the discourses of Lokanath Goswami. Like that. And out of humility, Lokanath Goswami never used to do this. But he used to personally give his remnants of foodstuffs to Narottam. He never used to do this with anyone. Because he took a vow, Lokanath Goswami, not to accept any disciples. Like that. And after eating the remnants of Lokanath Goswami's foodstuffs, he became deeply attached to Lokanath Goswami to the extent that he used to clean the area where he used to do his morning, you know, passing and so forth like that. And he used to do various menial services for Lokanath Goswami. In this way, another year passed. And Lokanath Goswami was still not inclined to give him initiation. Although Narottam was completely devoted to Lokanath Goswami and used to arrive secretly every day near Lokanath Goswami's dwelling at night to clean the area where Lokanath Goswami was evacuated. Like that. In many ways, the transcendental form of Lokanath Goswami is powerful spiritually. Even his evacuation was smelling like perfume, expelling, you know, very, very powerfully spiritual. Although normally when somebody evacuates, it is not so nice, the smell. But here it was spiritually powerful. You can get attracted to that, like that. So then Mahaprabhu appeared to Lokanath Goswami and chastised him in a dream. And he said, why are you not initiating Narottam? Why? Give me a good reason. So he could not give any reason, and Lokanath Goswami knew at that time that he has to initiate. He has to initiate Narottam. So soon after this incident with Mahaprabhu appearing to Lokanath Goswami, Narottam again approached Lokanath Goswami for initiation. And he offered a very pleasing argument. Like that. Lokanath Goswami at this time knew he had to initiate him. He said, I am like a young woman who has already chosen a husband. My heart is very clear in this regard, and there are no doubts. And a young woman who makes up a decision in her consciousness always prays that the father will agree with the choice. And father has already agreed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my father. He has already agreed with this choice. Like that. And in that way, giving that analogy, Lokanath Goswami was moved by the sincerity of Narottam. And he said, your determination exceeds my own. And I take a vow again that you are the only disciple I will accept. I break my vow to take another vow. You are the only disciple I will accept. And Lokanath Goswami initiated Narottam Das Thakur into the directly. Gave him the holy name first, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which he chanted for 2 years. And now he directly initiated him with the Radha Krishna Maha Mantra. In that sense, with the Radha Krishna Mantra, which also includes the Gayatri Mantra. And because Narottam was a special soul, not an ordinary devotee, a special soul, he immediately also informed him of his eternal identity in sort of a Manjari Bhav, like that. And he is known as Vilas Manjari and sometimes called a Champak Manjari in that sense, and explained his service also in the spiritual world. So this is not an ordinary personality and not a regular initiation that has happened between Lokanath Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur. So immediately after this initiation, shortly one night thereafter, one young girl appeared to Narottam in a dream. And she instructed him, I already know that you are completely dedicated to the lotus feet of your guru and you do whatever he asks. But your sincerity and austerity has attracted me to you and has pleased me very much. So therefore I am giving you instructions in confidential service. And she said that when I meet Krishna every day in the kunjas, I see that the sakis are actually nicely serving with utmost care Krishna. But they make a special milk preparation for him. And Champakalata is the most efficient gopi in this service. You should work under a direction by boiling that milk first and then give it to Champakalata. And I will become very happy in the dream. So he did not know who this young girl was. And when he awoke, he immediately ran to Lokanath Goswami, his hut, and conveyed the entire incident. And just by hearing this, Lokanath Goswami embraced him tightly. Like that. And he said, our Ishtadev does not even appear to me. I initiated you with the Radha Krishna mantra. including the Gayatri Mantra, and she personally appeared to you. So Narottam asks, who is that? Who is that? And immediately Lokanath Goswami revealed, that is the identity of Srimati Radharani or Radhika that personally appeared to you to give you the special service of boiling milk. Like that. So that form of Narottam is also a type of Siddha Deha, is also a type of perfected form where he used to use wood fire and boil milk, feeling that he is under the direction of Champakalata. And when he used to boil the milk used to overflow. And when the milk used to overflow, he used to personally in his manjari bath, and as Vilas manjari, he used to personally, or Champak manjari, he used to personally try to spill the milk back into the pot with his bare hands, and his hands used to be scorched. And he doesn't know a thing. Like that. In other words, with his form as Narottam, he was in the eternal Leela of with the Sakis and Manjaris, like that. And everyone knew not to make his hands that were scorched better, because they knew what was happening. So they left it like that, see, in that sense. Of course, briefly he began the first Gaur Purnima festival in Keturigram. That is pretty well known about Narottam Das Thakur and so forth. We do not have much time to go into that, like that. But one thing that Narottam Das Thakur used to do, he employed, you could say, the most sophisticated rhythms in kirtan. Like that. Melody formats and gestures of emotional expression, like Abhinaya and so forth. And he developed also Natyam, dance techniques in kirtan at Keturigram. Like this. He's famous for this. Narottam, like that. Sometimes Narottam, while playing instruments, singing and dancing, the other associates with him simply wept in separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he used to still lead them to the beautiful chanting of the mantras, like that. Narottam Das Thakur is famous for the Padavali kirtans, like that. And he had a dramatic singing technique that begins with Gaur Chandrika, or glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it gradually evolves to Radha Krishna kirtan in a most beautiful way. And he often connects kirtan to thematic references, and similarly there's a melody consistency in that, like that. Although his rhythms were sophisticated, even those who were simple at heart could easily follow, because he had that empowerment for others to follow, although it was sophisticated, his rhythmic kirtans, like that. He perfected the art of kirtan, not on the basis of perfection, but on the basis of a devotional ecstasy, that in fact, while doing kirtan, Mahaprabhu and his associates used to personally appear in the kirtan. Mahaprabhu and his associates. And thousands of devotees during the kirtan used to bear witness to this. When Mahaprabhu used to appear with the Panchatattva, also Swarup Damarar appeared, Haridas Thakur appeared, Rupa and Sanatan appeared in his kirtan. Janava, who was still present at that time, she was quite amazed that my husband has come back, that Nityananda has come back. Like that. And similarly, Advaita Acharya's sons used to be amazed. Oh, Advaita Acharya, our father is back. Our his father is back. And similarly, the sons of Srivas Thakur, or the brothers of Srivas Thakur, oh, Srivas Thakur is back. So they were in ecstasy crying that Narottam's kirtan could attract the Panchatattva and the Lord and his associates to again appear in kirtan like that. do not have much time like that. There are two types of disappearance of Narottam Das himself like that. One is according to this bhajan that we sang in the beginning, songs and separation from his associates, like that. Narottam could not tolerate the intensity of love in separation, and he decided to rejoin the Lord in the spiritual world. Because being a Mahapurush, he could leave anytime he wanted, in that sense. So at the home of Ganga Narayan Chakravarti in Murshidabad, he went into a trance like that. Totally absorbed himself in Radha Krishna Leela. This lasted for several days, and many were convinced that Narottam was about to leave like that. However, the caste brahmanas ridiculed him at that moment. When he was about to leave. Just see, they said that he spent his life initiating brahmanas, but he was never anything more than a low-born sudra. Because he defeated the caste system. And just see, now he will die as one. Like that. So Ganga Narayan Chakravarti could not tolerate these blasphemous words. And he prayed to Narottam, please come back and defeat these fools. So Narottam decided not to leave, and slowly he began coming back to normal consciousness. So observing this miracle, the caste conscious brahmanas immediately confessed the mistake and surrendered at Narottam Das Thakur's lotus feet. He had to come back just for the surrender of the caste conscious brahmanas. Sometimes there's a slightly different version of the same thing, where Narottam Das Thakur, He was sort of besieged with a raging fever, and he was expected to die. And yet again, but they didn't know the fever was due to separation from the Lord and his associates, like that. And again, the caste brahmanas administered some harsh words, and Ganga Narayan could not tolerate, and he prayed to Narottam, please come back. And he did, like that. But of course, his final disappearance was sometime later. When Narottam actually prepared to leave this body from the earthly realm, like that, bathing in Krishna Prema. So he requested Ganga Narayan and other intimate associates to accompany him to the Ganga, like that. When they arrived, Narottam offered obeisances to that holy river, and he entered the waters. He gestured that his disciples should join him. And he allowed them, by his instructions, to perform abhishek for him. They bathed him with the Ganga water. And had they bathed him the Ganga water pouring over his body, they watched that his entire form was being transformed into milk. Because he was Vilas Manjari. Boiling milk. Like that. Transformed into milk, and it mixed with the water of the Ganges. Like that. But the natural impulse was to stop, because his limbs were being transformed into milk in the Ganga. But he indicated, no, you should continue. Like that. So they dutifully carried out, and as their own tears merged with the Ganga in separation from Narottam. So when this miraculous ritual came to an end, and Ganga Narayan filled a jug with the milk that was once Narottam's body, and this milk was taken to a holy place near Ganga Narayan's home in this Murshidabad district in West Bengal, where Narottam Das Thakur's tomb or samadhi was soon erected. And that tomb is famous, known as Dugdha Samadhi. The tomb that is composed of the tomb of milk. And it is an important place of pilgrimage for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So that's the transcendental disappearance of Narottam Das Thakur. Of course, there's another samadhi down the road of Narottam, which is one of his samadhis here in the Vrindavan area, like that. So you can visit in the Radha Gokulananda temple, just near our Radharaman temple down the road there. You can visit. Okay. We'll not take any comments or questions because the time is up. Thank you very much. Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Natai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.